Trainer Simon Callahan joining me from California. He's up bright and early, no doubt, and getting ready with his Preakness contender, Firing Line, who will make his way to Baltimore early this week. And Simon, appreciate the time, my friend. Thanks for being here.
Sure, no problem at all. Good morning.
Good morning. Simon, you have trained more than 80 winners so far. Many of those have come in graded stakes races. You're no stranger to winning big races. Firing Line nearly gave you the biggest win of your career last Saturday. Look back on that effort in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously it was, it was an extremely, extremely exciting race. Can't be happier with the way the horse ran. Naturally you're a little bit disappointed when you get so close to winning such a big race. But looking back, we're certainly very happy and proud of the horse.
Take me through the race. What was it like for you watching?
Gary was sending a good trip. I mean, we figured we'd be quite close with him, but at the same time, it didn't surprise us. Wouldn't have surprised us if there was a lot of speed and we sat back a bit. But, when I saw the fractions, I think Gary was in the right spot. And like I said, he sat a very clean trip. And, it was, getting pretty, pretty tense near the finish. And, we're just happy that, he ran so well.
Yeah, for those of us who have never had a horse in contention in the stretch of the Kentucky Derby, tell me about that stretch run. What was it like for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we were getting very excited. I was watching the race with Arnold, and I think both of us were shouting and screaming. At one point, I thought we had it, and, then I saw Pharaoh coming back at us, and, then that was, obviously kind of tough to take, it's that's racing, and we'll bounce back. The horse has come out of it good, so we've got a lot to look forward to.
What's he shown you in the past week since he came out of the Kentucky Derby that gives you the confidence he can get up to that performance again next week in Baltimore?
He's really taken the race well. Even that evening after the Derby, he kind of went straight into a speed tub. He's held his condition extremely well since the race. The last few mornings, my guys who are back there, my assistant and exercise rider, really feel he's got a lot of energy and, taken the race as well as, any horse possibly can. Running back on short rest 2 weeks after that race probably is not ideal for any horse, but, this horse seems to have taken it really, really well.
I've often heard that from trainers, that if a horse is doing well, they can easily come back on 2 weeks rest. And it sounds to me as if Firing Line is doing extremely well. So no concerns there with that short turnaround.
It's always a little bit of a concern because, running back in 2 weeks after a big effort is probably not ideal for anyone, but it's generally going to be all the same horses running back. So, I think, in comparison to the others, I'd be surprised if any horse has taken it, as easily as Firing Line has.
And maybe even more impressive is the fact that Gary Stevens came out afterwards and talked about how Firing Line never really changed leads for him in the stretch, which is always a major factor. And considering that he ran so well without changing leads, you can only imagine what might have been if he could have gotten him to change those leads. Do you do anything differently, Simon, in this week with Firing Line to work with him on that or to teach him a little bit more to make sure that happens in the Preakness?
I'm not really sure why he didn't change leads. It's certainly, no physical reason whatsoever. Speaking with Gary afterwards, I think Gary might be just a little bit more prepared. So there's nothing really that we're going to alter in his training. He's pretty much just going to train the same as we did going into the Derby. And it might just have been a one-off thing, and that's kind of what we're hoping. And like I said, Gary's definitely going to be more prepared next time, and, hopefully he switches and, runs a really good race.
He's never been worse than second in six lifetime starts now. When did you start to get the sense, Simon, that this was a special horse?
We always, from day one, we actually got him from a breeze up sale in Keeneland originally. And, he always showed us enormous talent. Originally in his early stage of his career, he was you know, showing us a lot of speed, and we were slightly worried about him stretching out just because he showed, enormous, speed. But, he's just kind of matured and really kind of learned to relax. And, since we've stretched him out, he's, really shown a lot of progression. And like I said, he's always showed us a lot of talent.
Well, I mentioned that you're still a relatively young trainer in the sport, and you're no stranger to winning big races. You have several grade one victories on your resume. But what has this whole Triple Crown experience been like for Simon Callahan so far?
The Derby, it's a race like no other. Like you said, I've been lucky enough to train some good horses and win some grade one races. But this is a whole new experience. The atmosphere, just the excitement and anticipation surrounding, these top class 3-year olds in these Triple Crown races. It's just totally different, and something that I'll never forget.
All right, look ahead to Baltimore 1 week from today. What is the schedule for Firing Line coming up over the next several days?
We're just going to gallop him. He's the sort of horse that puts quite a bit into his gallops anyhow. And, we certainly don't need to breeze him. He's really, the sort of horse that, he's very keen-winded. He doesn't need anything to keep him fit. So we're just trying to keep him, where he is, just keep him fit and happy and healthy. We'll probably just let him do an open gallop on Monday or Tuesday and then just gallop into the race.
When will he ship to Pimlico?
He ships on Wednesday, mid-morning, I believe it is.
How about yourself? When are you going to be in town?
I arrive on Wednesday morning. I take the red eye on Tuesday.
Excellent. We're going to look forward to seeing you up there, Simon. We'll be there to provide that coverage of the race next Saturday, and I'll see you in the barn area. That Stakes Barn at Pimlico, a very special place. I'll see you there next week.